The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians are hoping to expand their gaming operations outside of North Carolina. Eastern Band Principal Chief Richard Sneed says the tribe is looking to build a casino in Virginia. The Bristol-based facility would be part of a new development already in the works on the property.
The Cherokees, and specifically Washington County, where Bristol is located, is historic Cherokee Aboriginal land. So we felt like all the boxes were checked for us to at least put our name out there and express our interest.
The plan is pending because the Virginia Senate has not yet passed a bill allowing commercial gaming in the state. There is a difference between commercial gaming and tribal gaming. The Eastern Band officially operates its two casinos with tribal gaming.
Indian gaming is regulated by the federal government, as authorized by the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act that was passed in 1988.
They can also participate in commercial gaming the same way any other businesses might. Tennessee is also moving forward with commercial gaming in the form of mobile-only sports betting. While the Eastern Band does own land in Tennessee, Sneed says they don't plan to get into sports betting in the state.
There's not a huge profit margin in sports betting, not like people think.
All this talk about expanding into new states comes amid the Catawba tribe from South Carolina's ongoing fight to build a casino outside of Charlotte in North Carolina. Chief Sneed is against this. In particular, he's opposed to a bill co-sponsored by North Carolina's two U.S. senators. Sneed says it gives the Catawba an edge in the costly process of applying for a gaming license.
So the bill that was introduced on their behalf by Senator Lindsey Graham specifically exempts them from that process, which is, in our mind, is completely unfair.
As for the two casinos the Eastern Band already owns in North Carolina, sports betting will be coming soon. The General Assembly legalized it last year. Sneed says permits are still being reviewed, but they hope to open their sports books in time for March Madness. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.